5. Biology. Listen to a discussion in a biology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
So yesterday, we discussed Darwin's theory of evolution. Now, does anyone remember the flaw within the theory that I brought up at the end of our last class?
Didn't it have something to do with fossil records?
Yes. A theory called punctuated equilibrium suggests that gradual evolution doesn't exist. Now, remember that Darwin's theory suggests that adaptations happen gradually over long periods of time. However, the fossilized bones that have been found don't always show this gradual change.
So Darwin's theory is wrong?
No. While it may be slightly flawed, it's not wrong. It just needs to be adapted. You see, the evolutionary changes that Darwin suggests do seem to happen. But in some cases, they just happen at a quick pace, according to geological time.
Well, I'm not sure about this whole punctuated equilibrium theory. I mean, there seems to be plenty of evidence in the fossil records to suggest that Darwin was correct, that changes do happen over long periods of time.
You've just brought up an excellent point. See, you're right. There is a lot of evidence in the fossil records that suggests that change does happen gradually.
Okay, I'm confused. Which theory is correct, then?
Well, from what I've studied, it seems that both theories may actually apply in evolution. Most of the time, evolution does take place over very long periods of time. But sometimes, occasionally, evolution jumps ahead. Suddenly, one organism becomes another organism. Here, the theory of punctuated equilibrium seems to apply.
1. What is the professor's opinion in regards to Darwin's theory? Two. How does this student feel about the theory of punctuated equilibrium? Three. What does the professor conclude about both theories?